Blog Talk Radio.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction, cause you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto, and he's pressing nothing less. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Bad dads, how you feel? On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the struggle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I seen was black and blue. Soldiers showing love.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio all across the country. We're so glad to see you with Facebook Live. We're coming at you right here. Big ups to Florida, Iowa, Buffalo, New York, Pittsburgh, Nebraska, Texas, and, of course, the home team, Minneapolis, Minnesota. So good to be here. 20 years working on 21 years of Mad Dads giving it out to the community. Right now we're going to be talking about insurance and generational wealth. Generational wealth. Big ups to Tiante. For producing. Thank you, ma'am. She's around there somewhere. But thank you so much for producing this show for us today. My special guest, introduce yourself. Good to have you.
Well, thanks for having me. I am Crystal Richardson, and I am blessed to be here.
Crystal, you came on because you seen something on Facebook, and what was it?
GoFundMe pages. Mm-hmm.
We're talking about GoFundMe pages for all kind of stuff.
Right.
Funerals, hospital bills.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I hurt my ankle.
Yes.
I can't go back to work.
Yes, sir.
You know, I fell down.
Yes.
And all those different things. And people create GoFundMe pages and they don't go anywhere.
Right. They create GoFundMe pages because they don't have to reap the financial resources to survive when something occurs, like death or a medical uncertainty.
Now, here's the deal. When stuff happens, most people are prepared. They know what to do. They know how to respond. They know exactly because they're covered. Mm-hmm. Aflac, all kind of different things that you mm-hmm. can do to cover yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know better, you will do better.
This is true.
If you know better, you'll do better.
This is true.
And so, Crystal, let's talk about this. I mean, a lot of people know, if you want to call in and talk about it, what's up? We got Deb Farrell on there. She says, hi, Crystal.
Hi, Deb. I used to work with her.
All right.
Hi.
Hey, Deb, and if you want to chime in, the number to call in is 347-215-9262. Anybody that wants to call in, please call in, and we'll talk to you. 347-215-9262. You can call in, call that number, and talk to us and give your input about generational wealth. So give us some things that you think that will work for families and people around generational wealth.
Life insurance. And I think there's a misconception where we feel as though it's unattainable or not affordable, and that is definitely a myth. It is. All you have to do is reconfigure your finances. You know, life insurance, you can stop going to get that daily cup of coffee every day, save that money, and purchase some life insurance. And so one thing that we are sure of is that we got to pay the IRS and that we are all going to die one day. And
we're going to die one day.
And so
hey,
we need to be able to equip our families to be able to grieve and have the resources to bury us and not stress about money.
You know, a lot of times people get sick mm-hmm. and they'd be in the hospital for months mm-hmm. and nobody's paying the bills.
Exactly.
And then they end up dying even though they've been paying all their lives.
Exactly.
How did we prevent that? That's complicated, right?
It is very complicated, but it is very doable.
See, it's very doable. I like the way that no matter what I come up with, you're telling me it's doable, and
it's
I think
doable.
That's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
So give life insurance. So many people, you know your son's a gangbanger. You know he's banging. You know he's slinging dope out there. You know he done been shot already. You know he's shooting at people. Why not get some life insurance, which is how much a month?
It depends on age, and there's other variables, but it is very affordable. There's different types. There's whole life, and there's term, so it depends on what you choose. But you are definitely able to tailor it to meet your needs.
So if you got kids out there, man, out on the streets, and they slinging dope, they banging, and they're doing all that stuff, why not go ahead and talk to somebody like Crystal, get them covered, You know, I mean, we're not saying that cover them because you know they're going to die, but cover them so you don't have so much stress on you. I cannot tell you how many people are selling chicken dinners and making buttons and doing all this stuff, extra stuff, when they could just have a policy.
Sure.
Have a policy that's the same amount. You probably smoke that much weed every week, you know, what every month, or you probably drink that much liquor, or you probably shop to a little bit more than you should be. That mm-hmm. could cover what you've got, the cost of doing a policy. Young people's policies are cheaper anyway.
This is true.
They're older people.
Right.
So why not cover them? When you know our brothers is dying on the street every day, quit pretending like they're not and just have them covered. So give them some steps. What's the first step they take?
They can call me.
And what's your number?
612-501-1194. And I will be happy to run rates for you and educate you further about the different types of life insurance so you can make an educated decision as to what works for you and your family.
So when we talk about life insurance, life and stuff like that, talk more about how does that turn into generational wealth?
Great question. And so for me, I'll use me, myself, and my children as an example. So I figure if I insure myself with enough money for my children to bury me and then for them to have enough money after I'm gone to start a business, because that means I've done my job as a mother and I've equipped them with the information to do so.
Mm-hmm.
I think then educating them on the importance of life insurance as well, and then them insuring themselves and their children, and it goes so on and so on. So therefore, we're creating generations of wealth by just simply having life insurance.
Let me share something with you. The McKnight Foundation, huge foundation, created from life insurance. And they serve the community, and they do great things, but they started from just having life insurance money, just mm-hmm. generated that to start a foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And now they have millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
So listen, I want you all to listen. The number to call is 347-215-9262. 347-215-9262. I'm going to go in here and I'm going to post that on our Facebook, and I'm going to put the number on there too so people can see that and so they can call in, because I need you to call in. We might not get a lot of call-ins because we do a lot of pre-promoting of this show, but we should have. But we're talking about generational wealth. I'm going to post the number on there right now. Let's go talk about, once again, what you said. I think people didn't quite get that because they're not used to hearing it. How do we create generational wealth?
A great resource to do that is life insurance. Each generation insures itself. So when that generation dies off, then the next generation will have funds to not only insure themselves, but when they die off, the next generation will have money to insure themselves as well as have the money to start businesses and do what it is they need to do to further the wealth.
Wow. See, and why do so many people say, man, I ain't leaving nothing for my kids?
Well, I can't answer for everybody, but I know that I know that if we were to put a poll on Facebook, everybody would say, hey, there's nothing I wouldn't do for my children, and I'm one of those people, and I genuinely mean that. And so I think it's important that we stay away from the myth or us telling ourselves that it is not affordable, and mm-hmm. really sit down and take a look and realize, you know, we may have to reconfigure how we spend our money. We may have to minimize two pairs of Jordans a year. However, you know, that will enable us to go ahead and establish the policy so we can, in turn, leave something for our children. I want to leave my children's children something. I don't just want it to stop with them.
Now, what's wrong with black folks? Let's just talk about black folks. Well, you know, let's get real, because this is we got to talk about it, because you know we keep running into the same old stuff, and we try to educate. What's wrong with us?
Well, so what I'm going to say is I always am going to start with me first. I know that before I took this route, I could say I was preconditioned, right? Preconditioned by society and by even my friends, you know, like by having to have the latest of the fashion and accessories and wanting these things. And it's all about prioritizing. So one day I woke up and I'm like, you know what? If I die today, what have I done? What will my children do? And that one question helped me propel, and that's why I'm here.
Now, here's what I want to say is, when did the light go off in your eyes? Like, man, this is our community suffering. If we don't change this, we're going to be in big trouble.
When I watch the news and I see all of the young African-American males and females dying violently, and then after that happens, what comes next is GoFundMe pages. And so my personal belief is it's not society's job to bury us. We have to spend our money responsibly and establish policies for ourselves.
Now, when people call you, what's the first thing that that they need to be? Because people call you, they need to be prepared. What do they need to have all in order to be prepared to be serviced by you for generational wealth?
They need to be prepared to have a date and time that we could sit down and talk. This is not a conversation that I think that it can be had over the phone, but I think it's more effective. I'm a visual learner, and so I like to teach in a visual way to give visuals, and so they can see exactly what I'm saying. So I would say be prepared to meet with me.
So does that mean I need to bring birth certificates, social security cards, ID? Do I need to bring any of that stuff when I meet with you?
No, I would just say bring an open mind. Be prepared.
Bring an open mind, be prepared. And there's some tricks that people are doing. And do you mind, because we talked a little bit, there's some tricks that companies are doing that really aren't building, taking you to generational wealth. They're actually just taking your money and abusing you.
Mm-hmm.
Can we talk a little bit about, so people just get it? I know we don't have enough time. We've only got like 16 minutes left. But can you just say, here's some things y'all need to watch out for.
So the biggest thing that you need to do for itself is read your contract. Read. Because everything that looks good is not. And keep in mind, too, you get what you pay for. You have to be mindful. If you get a $100,000 life insurance policy and your premium is $10 a month, something's wrong, right? Something's wrong. You will pay more because upon your demise, they're going to pay more. They're going to pay out more.
Mm.
So you want to be mindful of that.
So you know people don't read. And I'm not talking, I mean, you know that, right?
This is true.
We sign stuff. We just say, okay, we just
this
trust you.
Yep.
And then you wonder why your policy ain't no good.
This is true. And then we end up mad. So then we have to be, you know, we have to be mindful and take accountability when we don't read, right?
So what do we look for? I mean, so what happens if you have a hard time? You know, a lot of people don't know how to read and they fake it. They can't really read, and they don't understand long words, and they've been faking it all their lives, and they don't want to be embarrassed and tell you, Crystal, I don't really know how to read. Like, and I don't know how to trust you to make sure you're going to tell me everything that I'm reading is correct, so I'll just sign it.
Well, I wouldn't allow somebody to just sign. I want to. That's why it's important to sit down with me, and I can explain exactly what's going on. And if we need to do further research for you or for them to feel comfortable, then I'm more than willing to do that.
So is there services or is there assistance that you can get for a person that can't read or write but wants to do the right thing for insurance and generating wealth? Is there something that you can, people that you can call for that?
I am sure that there are. I don't know of any offhand, but again, I am more than willing to be a resource for the community.
So you want to do
that? Yeah.
If you want generational wealth, if you want to build generational wealth, if you want to see your family be empowered, if you want to leave something behind after you're gone, if you want to just leave something behind after you're gone, then Crystal is the person you need to talk to, and the number you need to call is
612-501-1194.
What makes you so qualified, Crystal? What makes you so qualified to do this work?
Well, I'm licensed. I took the course. I bought the course. I passed it. I passed the state exam, and I'm here. And I'm a single mom, and I'm probably no different than a lot of people out there watching. And so I would say the fact that I'm licensed and my personal life experience.
And what made you choose this work?
I saw a void in the African-American community, and I wanted to fill it. I want to educate and help bridge the gap to financial, to generational wealth and financial freedom.
Families, communities, grandmothers, mothers, fathers, leaders, there has got to be, if you wonder why we don't have houses and buildings and stores and all the stuff we used to have, some of that just didn't get passed down.
Uh-huh.
And it didn't get passed down because the wealth, there was no wealth. There was suffering. So when people die and there's nothing there, you spend all your last trying to bury people so there's no money to do anything else with. And when people mortgage their houses to the hilt, then there's no wealth to pass down either. Uh-huh. And then when there's no insurance because nobody didn't look and say, hey, we need to pay this policy, then you can't build wealth there either. This is an opportunity for you to take a look with a sister that will sit down with you and guide you in the right direction. So we're not here to put down companies that rip you off. They're out there. They take your money. And they know that you're not going to generate any wealth when they're done with you. Matter of fact, they got clause in there that you think your policy is good. Oh, we didn't tell you it does. Diabetes don't work, or you know, if you get HIV, that don't work, or and they, because you didn't read the fine line, and sometimes they know the things that African Americans die from, and they put a clause in there, heart attack, stroke, any of that. But if you fall down, hit your head, we'll cover it. But otherwise, so that's why you have to look at the fine print. We don't look at that. Can you give an example where maybe a family thought they were covered, and because there was some kind of clause, they realized that they weren't?
Well, yeah. Just a little bit ago, I met with a family who the insured was not honest on their life insurance application. And so one of the big, huge questions they asked is simple. Are you a smoker? So if you're not a smoker, then your rates will be better than if you are a smoker. So the individual was a smoker, and all this time they were paying non-smoker rates. And so when everything was all said and done, and the autopsy was done, and they had the lungs of a smoker, they were not able to be paid out.
So being honest,
You
know, I stopped smoking like 20-something years ago. I don't think I have the lung of a smoker. I hope it's cleared out by now. But I think people want the cheaper price, so they lie. But then you keep smoking, and they got tricks for you. So you've been paying them. They just made a profit off you. The only thing they had to pay for was autopsy, right? But for 20 years, they've been getting your money and getting your money. So autopsy ain't nothing to pay versus paying your policy.
Right.
And so there's lots of things that you have to realize in terms of generational wealth. It can be had. It can be done. You can get it. But in order for you to do it, you have to put some things in place. Tell them again your number and how they can meet with you and begin this process.
So, again, my number is 612-501-1194. And I do have a Facebook business page. That is Crystal Richardson, Licensed Insurance Specialist. So go visit and like my page. You can connect with me there as well.
Crystal, let me ask you this question. So I meet with you. What are the first things we start to talk about?
What do you want? What does generational wealth look like for you and your family? What do you, just what does it look like? So it's all about you. I would like to learn about you because that'll help give me a direction.
Okay, so I'm 64 years old, African-American male. I had a bout with diabetes I cleaned myself up. My blood sugar's fine now. Actually, my insurance rate went down. It was like $600 a month.
Uh-huh.
It went down to $300 because
uh-huh.
I took care of my business, right?
Yeah.
What would you suggest for me then?
So I would suggest that we do an application, definitely include that information. Ultimately, it's up to underwriting for the decision,
okay.
whether they will insure you or not. But I still say you can't fail unless you try.
Okay. So if they say, well, you know, he's got a history of diabetes, we don't want to insure him, then what do I do then?
Then there's other companies.
Okay.
So different companies have different underwriting.
Okay.
So, and I am actually contracted with more than one. And so
okay.
there's other options out there.
So you can find other companies. Just sit down and find out
mm-hmm.
what a person needs. And one of the things we need to talk to people about is take better care of yourself.
Uh-huh.
Take really good care of yourself because
uh-huh.
it makes a difference when it comes to insurance.
This is true.
You know, can we talk about some red flags that insurance companies look at?
They look at your health. They look at your credit, believe it or not. And when it comes to life insurance, just your overall health and how you've lived life, right? Because when they get the report from your doctor, the doctor's going to tell them. Or that report is going to let them know how you lived life, right? Despite what you say. They're
right.
going to look at all, you know, the blood draws and all that. So
I got turned down when I'm doing my height of diabetes.
Uh-huh.
They took a blood test and they came uh-huh. back and said, you're a little too high for us. We don't want to insure
uh-huh.
you. And I was like, oh, cool. My goal was to work my blood sugar down
uh-huh.
to a point where, you know, I could be a safer, you know, choice for insurance.
Uh-huh.
I went through Health Partners. They did another test, and I'm good. You know, they gave me a cheap amount. But you have to work hard for that stuff.
You do. And yeah. also, too, when it comes to insurance, there are illnesses that are considered pre-existing. And so if, you know, there is a chronic illness that maybe is considered pre-existing, you will be a little harder to insure. But again, I'm not going to say it's impossible because different insurance companies have different underwriting. So it depends on the underwriting. So I would say still try.
You're listening to Blog Talk Radio right here in the headquarters of Minneapolis and National Mad Dad's office. We're talking to Crystal about generational wealth and insurance and how to take care of yourself and your family and the frustrations we have with the African-American community and how we do not take good care of ourselves. We go to GoFundMe pages and chicken dinners and catfish dinners and chicken wing dinners and you name it, what we buttons and all that stuff we do. When simply all we have to do is take some simple steps, connect up with somebody like Crystal, have her sit down and talk with you just for a few minutes and send you in the right direction and kind of think about the dollars that you spend and how you use them and use them in a better way. So maybe you don't need to go to every concert, but
right.
you do need to take care of back in what happened to, and just give me some, we're going back in time. Big Mom and Them, right? We're going back in
mm-hmm.
time. Big Mom and Them. Big Mom and Them had a policy on everybody.
They did, and he would come around every month and collect that premium every month. Today we can do it, you know, there's all different kind of ways. You can mail it, you can have it automatically withdrawn, but yeah, they definitely have policies because they understood the value in it.
What happened? What happened to that? Why did that go away? Big Mama said, I got everybody, all the young people got insurance, we passed the policy down, it'll be worth something later on
mm-hmm.
if you use it as an investment or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
What happened? Why did we stop doing that?
I just think as generations die off, maybe it is not the generations left are not educated, right? So Big Mama started it, but it's up to the generations after her to continue it. And so if we're not educating ourselves and our children about it, then it's going to diminish.
And if you think about it, if you look around, when's the last time you've seen a commercial on TV that said, get insurance for your young black man? Just in case they die.
I've never seen one.
Have you ever seen it?
I've never seen one, but I've seen plenty of GoFundMe pages.
You ever seen an insurance company say, look, we got something for you just in case your son might be involved in criminal activity, or you just in case, mm-hmm. we got something for you. And there's a reason why you don't see that.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why you don't see that is because they don't want that kind of business. Their goal is to have you have an insurance policy that you pay that premium for 20 and 30 years. They're not looking for young black men to insure.
Right.
Otherwise, they would be marketing young black men to insure.
Mm-hmm.
But you are a deficit mm-hmm. to an insurance company.
Mm-hmm.
Am I correct?
Yes.
You're not an asset.
Right.
So then why market something that's not an asset? Why go back in the hood and send the brothers in the hood knocking on doors mm-hmm. when you're going to knock on the door of multiple families
mm-hmm.
that are going to have multiple homicides
right.
and multiple murders?
Right.
And so we'll offer it to you, and we'll bring a crystal to your neighborhood that you probably ain't going to pay enough attention to because her phone should be blowing up. This show should be blowing up. The phone line should be blowing up because you should want to get connected to somebody like her. Am I making sense here?
This is true. And, I mean, I advertise all the time. Sometimes what I share is embraced. Sometimes it's not. But I feel as though I'm going to continue because it's bigger than me.
It's much bigger than you. And when I go to the funerals and they don't have money for the repast,
uh-huh.
they don't have money for, I mean, they just don't have what they need.
Mm-hmm. They don't have the resources. And I think, you know, what it boils down to is we have to understand and know that money gives us resources, right? Money gives us options. And when we lose someone, when we lose a loved one, we want to give them a proper final sending off, burial, or whatever that is. I don't want to stress, right? I don't want to grieve and at the same time add five more gray hairs.
That's right.
Right? Because I'm like, I don't know how to pay for this, this, and this. I don't want to rent a casket. I want the option. I want to tailor this service to my loved one, and I
That's
want
right.
the financial resources to be able to do that. I don't want to have to depend on somebody.
That's right. Absolutely. So once again, Crystal, it's let's give them the information. We can replay this later.
Mm-hmm.
We can replay this, Facebook, snatch this off. Give them the information so they know how to get in touch with you.
My number again is 612-501-1194.
And your Facebook?
Crystal Richardson, Licensed Insurance Specialist.
And your email address, just in case they want to email.
CrystalRichardson79@live.com.
Yes, 79. So 79 must have been a good year for you.
It was.
It was? What
it
year
was
that?
That was the year I was born.
Oh,
like,
my goodness.
Hey.
You make me feel old. I'm 55.
Jeez
Louise.
1955. We got to take that part out.
We ain't telling noise. 79 is good. You got
yes.
that email. It's in the email. Listen, Crystal, it's been really great having you on. It's been a wonderful mm-hmm. to have you on. And I hope that you will really contact her and get involved with what she's talking about, because I have been talking about this for a very long time. When I get hurt, when people die and there's no resources and there's
oh.
nothing there. So I really appreciate you being here. I thank you for being on the show. We can come back again and get you
for
back
sure.
on again. And
I would
talk
love
more about
to.
That.
I would love to.
And if you need Crystal, give her a number one more time, Crystal.
612-501-1194.
You've been listening to Blog Talk Radio, talking about Generation Wealth with my girl Crystal. Big up to Florida, Iowa, Buffalo, New York, Pittsburgh, Lincoln, Nebraska, Dallas, Texas, and, of course, the hometown, Minneapolis,
uh-huh.
Minnesota. Man, we love y'all, and it ain't nothing you can do about it but love us back.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction, because you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto ain't expressing nothing less. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Man, Dad, how you feel? On the streets, we keep it real. Hey, and I just jungle fighting.
It wasn't so nervous. Oh, my God.
Tell me what was hot to do. All I seen was knocking blue. So
it wasn't.